Monday, January 1st, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate Mary, Mother of God. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Let us celebrate the motherhood of the Virgin Mary. Let us worship her Son, Christ the Lord. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flocky shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, let us celebrate the motherhood of the Virgin Mary. Let us worship her Son, Christ the Lord. And our morning prayer hymn. O Mary of all women, you are the chosen one, who ancient prophets promised would bear God's only Son. All Hebrew generations prepare the way to thee, that in your womb the God-man might come to set man free. O Mary, you embody all God taught to our race, for you are first and foremost in fullness of his grace. We praise this wondrous honor that you gave birth to him, who from you took his manhood and saved us from our sin. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The Virgin has given birth to the Savior. A flower has sprung from Jesse's stock, and a star has risen from Jacob. O God, we praise you. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God, for you I long, for you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy. On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, the Virgin has given birth to the Savior. A flower has sprung from Jesse's stock, and a star has risen from Jacob. O God, we praise you. And the second antiphon, Mary has given birth to our Savior. John the Baptist saw him and cried out, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord. Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord. Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord. O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious, and exalted above all forever. repeating the second antiphon, Mary has given birth to our Savior. John the Baptist saw him and cried out, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Alleluia." And the third antiphon, Mary has given birth to a King whose name is everlasting. Hers the joy of motherhood, hers the virgin's glory. Never was the like seen before, never shall it be seen again. Alleluia. Psalm 149, sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in his maker, let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people, he crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained, dishonor is for all his faithful. And repeating the third antiphon, Mary has given birth to a king whose name is everlasting. Hers the joy of motherhood, hers the virgin's glory. Never was the like seen before, never shall it be seen again. Alleluia. And our reading is from Micah chapter 5, verses 2, 3, and 4a. The ruler in Israel will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born. And the rest of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord. In the majestic name of the Lord his God, he shall be peace. And a responsory, the Lord has made known, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has made known, alleluia, alleluia. His saving power, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has made known, alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, marvelous is the mystery proclaimed today. Man's nature is made new as God becomes man. He remains what he was and becomes what he was not. Yet each nature stays distinct and forever undivided. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, marvelous is the mystery proclaimed today. Man's nature is made new as God becomes man. He remains what he was and becomes what he was not. Yet each nature stays distinct and forever undivided. Enter intercessions. Let us give glory to Christ who was born of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit. And let us pray to him in these words, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, you are Wonder Counselor and Prince of Peace. Give your peace to the world. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Our King and our God, you have raised us up by your coming. Help us to honor you all the days of our lives by our faith and our deeds. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. You made yourself like us. In your mercy, grant that we may become more like you. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. You made yourself a citizen of our earthly city. Grant that we may become citizens of your true homeland, your kingdom in heaven. Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. God our Father, may we always profit by the prayers of the Virgin Mother Mary, for you bring us life and salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.